following speech was made by the President of Missoula, Montana, Friday, May 12, 1950.
Of the United States.
After that introduction, I'll have to deliver the goods, won't I? This is a grand reception. And I appreciate your willingness to come out at this hour of the day. Of course, us farmers think this is pretty late in the day. But I do appreciate the fact that you're willing to come out at this hour of the day to listen to what I have to say. I was glad to meet the governor yesterday at Grand Coulee. It's been a pleasure to see Mike this morning. And I'm extremely sorry that Senator Murray's wife is sick, so he can't be here. I'm told that this is one of the wonder cities of the great state of Montana. And looking at this crowd, I'm inclined to believe it. One reason I like this city is because it has given me one of the finest men I know for public service. And that's my good friend, Mike Mansfield. Mike works not only in the interest of his district in Montana, but Mike has a national outlook, that is, for the welfare of the country as a whole. He's not sectional. There are few men in this country and in the Congress or out who can equal him in far-seeing grasp he has of the country's international and domestic problems. You know, some people will take a look at an acorn and all they can see is just an acorn. But people of Mike Mansfield's type are something different. They can see into the future. They can see a giant oak tree with its great limbs spreading upward and outward, coming from that acorn. In Washington, there are some men, no matter how hard they try, only see little acorns. And I don't have to call any names. You know who they are. Give them a magnifying glass and a pair of spyglasses or even a telescope, and what do they do? They just shake their heads. And all they say is, I'm sorry, I can't see anything but an acorn there. Let me give you an example of how this little mind works. Down on the Colorado River, there is a structure of which you're all proud. It's Hoover Dam. Here's an interesting thing. When that dam was being planned back in 1928, it was violently fought by special interests. One congressman from the same political party as the gentleman after whom the dam is named had this to say about it in Congress. He said it would damage industry. It would waste the taxpayers' money. And it would lead us into communism. That's real acorn thinking, I think. Hoover Dam was built. Not only to tell you that this democracy of ours is the world's greatest bulwark against communism, and it's stronger because of the great reclamation, irrigation, and power and flood control projects like that dam and like the one I dedicated yesterday. Not so far north of Missoula, up near the Glacier National Park, we're building another great dam, Hungry Horse. It will be one of the largest concrete structures in the world. They told me yesterday that Coulee was the largest in the world, so you've got to make a pretty big one to make it larger than Coulee. And it will provide vast benefits to this entire region. Hungry Horse Dam will produce 285,000 kilowatts of power itself, and will begin getting that power just 2 years from now. This is a key project in the long-range program for harnessing the great water power of the Columbia River Basin. It is a major step toward full development of Montana's water resources, much of which now lie idle and unused. Hungry Horse Dam will be valuable not only in bringing cheap power to this area, but it will be in the production of additional cheap power at some of the present and proposed dams further down the street. It'll be helpful in cooperation with them in giving cheap power over this whole district. Its beneficial effects will snowball all the way along. I'm interested in seeing some of this power used to develop the important phosphate industry that'll bring new jobs to this state of Montana. And it'll be a great boon to farmers all over the western states. Hungry Horse will also be valuable for flood control. When I was out here in 1948, I could see that the big floods on the lower Columbia River were really started by upstream tributaries. We shall be able to control some of these streams with dams like this one over here at Hungry Horse. Like Hungry Horse, these dams have many values, and they are paying proposition for the taxpayer. The investment in power and irrigation works are rapid and direct, and the entire investment is repaid over many, many increases in the national wealth. People don't take into consideration that the construction of works, public works, such as Hungry Horse and Grand Coulee and Hoover Dam, create industries which create new jobs, which create prosperity for immense numbers of people. Many people who talk loosely about the size of our national budget forget that many of our expenditures are investments which will make a stronger and better country. I often think that projects like this must make the communists wonder. They must wonder how it is possible for free men in the democracy to plan and develop a vast country and do it in ways which increase the liberty and the welfare of all the people. The communists think the only way to run things is from the top down. Our system proves that it's much more effective to run it from the bottom up. We'll never be in danger from communism in this country as long as we keep looking forward and doing things to increase the welfare and freedom of our people. I hope the country never gets into the hands of little men with anchored minds. Let's keep it in the hands of men who can see the tree and who will work for a nation and a world at peace. You people have been grand to me here in Montana this morning, and I appreciate it. And I hope that on this trip, I can persuade the people of the nation that it is their welfare we're working for. I'm out here to make a report to you, just as I would make a report to Congress. And I think you have a perfect right to that report, and I know you're interested in it, or you wouldn't get up this early in the morning to come out and see what I've got to say about it. And I thank you very much.